Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
I'm sure PFF will have me a low grade for that, but I'll keep it rolling.
All right. Today, we're going to do a season-long explain the grade. Jared Goff.
Yep.
Of the Detroit Lions. There have been... This will be fun. I like Jared Goff overall.
4,400
solid.
4,400 passing yards, 29 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 65% completion rate, which shakes out to a passer rating of 99.3, but a PFF passing grade that ranks 19th in the NFL and an overall grade that ranks...
19th in passing, I see that.
That's what I said. 20th.
Yeah, 20th overall. This way, explain yourself, Steve.
Yeah, do it.
I mean, I think I like Jared Goff. I liked him coming out. Mm-hmm. He's a good solid NFL starter. He's had a couple of rough years in there, including 2021 with the Lions. I think Goff epitomizes the mid tier NFL quarterback, where, and I think the PFF grade does a great job separating the quarterback from the production, as I always do. So before we get into the specifics, Jared Goff had an identical 71.6 passing grade in 2020 with the Rams. And the stats looked a little bit different.
Mm.
So I would say the reason for that is you have a little bit of luck. You have a little bit of scheme help. We've been raving about Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator in Detroit. And I think he's a big factor here in Jared Goff's season. The luck factor is Goff finishes with 24 turnover-worthy plays. That's 3.6% of his dropbacks. That's on the lower end. That's pretty much Dak Prescott territory for much of the season. Dak, you know, screwed that up and started throwing the ball to defense much more the last two out of the last 3 weeks. But 3.6% turnover-worthy play rate, but only 7 interceptions. So having 24 turnover-worthy plays and only 7 interceptions implies that number, the 7 interceptions, is not telling the story of how well Goff took care of the ball.
I mean, just as an example, Derek Carr had 19 turnover-worthy plays and 14 interceptions. So slightly lower turnover-worthy play rate than Goff, but double the number of interceptions.
So we've had to explain Goff a lot because this has been a thing throughout the season. Like against Seattle, he had 3 turnover-worthy plays and the only interception he had was... He only had 1 interception. It was a pick six to Tariq Woolen, but he had 3 turnover-worthy plays in that game. He had 2 turnover-worthy plays against the Giants, but didn't matter. He didn't have an interception in that game, right? So I thought Goff played well down the stretch, played well in that Green Bay game that knocked the Packers out of the playoffs, did some really good things. But this just, to me, it goes back to people who think Jared Goff played better than the grade are... You know, you get the feels when you watch. And there was a lot of touchdowns. There was a lot of good stuff. There was a lot of yards. It was an effective offense. They scored a ton of points. But I think Goff was more of a, you know, not a passenger, but he was a facilitator of a very good offense and had a little bit of luck. And so the stats look good. And this isn't the first time in Goff's career where that's been the case. It's been, that was his 2017 with the Rams, his breakout season, 74 passing grade, one of the best passer ratings in the NFL, despite having just a 74 grade. His best graded season was 2018. They go to the Super Bowl that year. But even then, there were games and there were points where it's like, Jared Goff isn't the driver of this offense. He's the facilitator, which is fine. That's what mid-tier quarterbacks do. So when you look at the PFF grades, I think they tell the proper story. Jared Goff's historical, let's just use passing grade, 74, 83, 72, 71, 61, 71. So 3 out of the last 4 years, the passing grade's been 71 or 72. It's all in the same range. The stats have looked different. The touchdown interception ratios have looked very different. The passer ratings have looked different. The EPA has looked different. I think it's safe to say our numbers are capturing the general level of play of the quarterback, and then the other numbers are being influenced by other things. Offensive line, playmakers, in play caller.
And you can tease it out a little bit more if you look situationally, which is where I think the differences between his performance and the results start to skew wildly apart. Third and fourth down this season. So his grade stays about the same, right? 20th, effectively.
The NFL playoff action continues. We're one step closer to Super Bowl 57, and for the NFL divisional round, check out DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at an even bigger payout with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Boost your NFL winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code PFF. New customers can bet $5 on the NFL divisional round and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
He has 10 turnover-worthy plays on third and fourth down, which is the second most in the NFL behind only Josh Allen, who, as we all know, went, you know, crazy ape turnover prone this season generally. So 10 turnover-worthy plays on third and fourth down, which I think is actually the highest rate even above Josh Allen. No, it's not. It's one of the highest rates. But we have the 10 turnover-worthy plays. We have an average depth of target, a passer rating on third and fourth down of 107, which is the second highest in the NFL, right? So second highest passer rating, effectively saying, you know, nobody is as good as, or he's as good as anybody on third and fourth down, but 43% of his pass attempts are short of the sticks on third and fourth down, which is the fourth most in the NFL. So he's not being particularly aggressive on third and fourth down. Despite that, is having a ton of turnover-worthy plays on third and fourth down, and yet all of that is shaking out to basically the best result of anybody on third and fourth down. Like, his, when you sort of focus in on the most high-leverage situations, it's the furthest apart of results versus process.
And look, again, I like Goff. He's a good, solid quarterback. He's fine. He is in the middle class of quarterbacks, which is, you know, in the grand scheme of life, very impressive. When you're trying to build your team and you're thinking about, okay, what's the best way to win going forward? Those are the quarterbacks that give you a little bit of anxiety both ways, right? Because the Raiders are moving on from Derek Carr. Derek Carr has graded better than Jared Goff almost every year of their career. There's been a couple years where Goff has graded better than Carr. But because Carr's at a low, Goff's offense is at a high, I'm sure if I put a poll out there right now, who'd you rather, Derek Carr or Jared Goff? It's going to be 75-25 Goff. Last year, if I put that same poll out there, it's 75-25 Carr. That is the nature of the mid-tier quarterback.
One more data point, I think, that's a negative on Jared Goff, who, again, yeah, I think it is worth making the point that he is a capable starting quarterback. That's about as far as I would go. 2.9% big-time throw rate this season. Which is basically in the ballpark of pre Tyreek Hill and Mike McDaniel Tua, i.e. way too low. This season, it is lower than Zach Wilson, Taylor Heineke, way below Derek Carr, Davis Mills, Andy Dalton, Dak Prescott by a mile, like Kenny Pickett, way below a lot of these quarterbacks. It is one of the lowest marks in the entire league. So for a guy who's reasonably turnover-worthy prone, you know, makes some mistakes, not massively so, but enough that, like, as many mistakes as you would expect an average starting quarterback to make, he's not offsetting those with massive big-time plays that can fix a lot of that stuff. He's essentially offsetting them by being in an offense run by Ben Johnson.
So Detroit fans have been very adamant. They love Jared Goff, right? Hashtag restore the roar. They're all in on Jared Goff. They've loved what they've seen this year. The only thing I would say is be careful, right? Don't fall in love too much with Goff. I think he was good in the offense. He produced and everything. He's also the same guy that the Rams wanted to move on from to get your former quarterback, Matthew Stafford. And Stafford's upside, predictably, was higher. And, you know, that helped the Rams get to the Super Bowl win. If the goal is the Super Bowl win for the Lions, Goff is one of those quarterbacks that teams have tried to move on from. And I think Goff is very much like a Jimmy Garoppolo, very much like a Derek Carr, probably a tick below Kirk Cousins, but like in that bucket, right? Where depending on who you talk to and depending on the last season you saw, perception's going to fluctuate. But the totality, the body of work, puts those guys in a similar bucket, and the results are going to be very much driven by things a little bit out of that quarterback's control, where, you know, every quarterback needs help and everything, but the elite quarterbacks have more of a chance to carry their team, their supporting cast in their circumstances. We've seen that a lot throughout the years. Goff has not proven that he's that guy. So very specifically this year's grade, the stats were a little inflated because of everything around him. And the actual level of play for Goff, even though he's better down the stretch, wasn't better overall than maybe some other years of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah. Everybody, Goff equals mid is what you're saying.
Oh, look at you. Good interpretation for me. That's great.
It's off the chain.
It's off the chain.